Okay, so OpenAI just open sourced the thing that actually matters about Codex. Not the app, not the CLI, but the harness underneath, the execution layer. And I think this is a big deal because it finally cuts the knot on the question we've been circling for like 2 years.
Right.
Which is, do agents live in a chat box or do they live in the tools people already use?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's actually in the harness?
It's the stuff between your application and the model. Conversation state, tool calls, sandbox policies, approval flows, all the plumbing that makes an agent work. Harness design actually changes results. On Arc AGI 3, retained reasoning and context compaction took GPT 5.6 Sol from 13.3% to 38.3%, while cutting tokens by a factor of 6.
That's a good signal that the engineering is real, not just cosmetic.
Exactly. And they're shipping 3 integration paths. For a one-off job, you use Codex Exec. Bounded workflow returns structured output. For programmatic stuff, there's the SDK. For product work, App Server, that's where your application stays in control of the lifecycle and user experience.
Okay, so the product story is don't rip out your dashboard and replace it with a chat box.
Exactly. A security analyst needs an investigation queue, recent alerts, affected services, and an approval step before opening a remediation ticket. The agent fits into that workflow, not the other way around.
I see.
They built a reference app called Relay, a shipment operations dashboard with an embedded agent and application-owned MCP tools. User selects a shipment, clicks Compare Recovery, the app feeds the agent context, agent retrieves the latest operational data, explains options, and anything consequential requires approval.
So the pattern is, application owns the business logic and the interface. Harness owns the agent loop.
Right, and it's already shipping. GitHub and JetBrains are embedding it into IDE workflows. Cisco uses the SDK and App Builder. There's a tax prep workflow, Thrive Holdings, Crete, that processed 7,000 returns and cut preparation time by about a third.
That's not theoretical. Those are real workflows.
Not theoretical at all. Which brings me to the thing I know you're going to poke at. The harness is open source now. Developers can inspect it, understand how it behaves, adapt it to their product. And I think that's the real move. Not here's a finished thing, but here's the abstraction we found that actually works. Now make it yours.
Okay, but is that a simplification or just a different kind of work? Like understand and adapt our harness versus build your own agent loop. I'm not sure the friction actually goes away.
The open source layer is the harness and integration surface. Model access and managed services stay separate. So if you're building on Codex, you start with the repository, then pick the integration that fits. Codex Exec for non-interactive jobs, the SDK for programmatic workflows, or App Server for persistent conversations with approval handling.
That's the real test, though, whether the open harness becomes the de facto standard the way MCP did for tools, or whether every team ends up customizing it so heavily that the abstraction doesn't actually save friction.
Ask me in 6 months, but right now the signal is good. I mean, we've been saying forever that the boring infrastructure, the controls, the approval flows, the sandbox lifecycle is load-bearing. This is basically that thesis shipping in concrete products instead of just being a thing we yell about on a podcast, which, you know, good. That's the whole game.
Yeah, no, it's solid. The harness abstraction wins if it actually collapses integration work. The jury's still out on whether that's true at scale, but the examples they're showing are real.
So if you want to build with the Codex harness, start with the open source Codex repository, then choose the integration that fits your product. Codex Exec for non-interactive jobs, the SDK for programmatic agent workflows, or App Server for applications that need persistent conversations, streamed events, and approval handling.
And the fact that it's open means you can actually see how it works and adapt it instead of just trusting a black box.
Right. That control over the integration layer is probably the thing that makes this stick.
Agreed.
Okay, Cody, real question. If every team ends up customizing the harness heavily, does the open source move actually win? Or does it just become, here's a starting point that nobody actually uses as is?
Honestly, I don't know yet. But the tax prep people cutting preparation time by a third suggests the abstraction is solving a real problem, not just a theoretical one.
That's fair. And the pattern across GitHub, JetBrains, Cisco, App owns the interface and business logic, Harness owns the loop, is clean enough that I bet people keep using it as is more often than they fork it.
I'd take that bet.
So this is basically our thesis shipping. Boring infrastructure is load-bearing, and this Harness move proves it.